Welcome to the second in a series of podcasts being created as a resource for CRCS providers. These podcasts are being developed as a collaboration between the State Office of AIDS and the California STD HIV Prevention Training Center. My name is Miriam Garfinkel, and I'm a trainer and curriculum developer at the Prevention Training Center. I'm here today with Jen Shockey, who's one of our behavioral trainers on staff and one of the primary co-trainers for our one-day transgender course. Jen is going to highlight some of the more important things for you to know when working with transgender clients. So, Jen, let's start today by getting our terms and definitions clear. Can you define the term transgender for us and clarify some of the most common misconceptions about the term?
One way to think about it is when we think about the word transgender, and if we kind of break it up, it simply means crossing, which is the term trans, and then gender. So you're kind of like crossing the gender boundary. So we're kind of mixing up that binary of male and female. But one really good definition of transgender is we see it kind of as an umbrella term that basically can be defined as people who reassign the sex and gender they were labeled at birth, and then also people whose gender expression is considered non-traditional for their sex or gender. So, you know, if you express your gender to be a bit more masculine, even though you were born female, you could technically fall under the transgender umbrella. And then those individuals who might want to have gender confirmation surgery or something like that, or people who don't want to have gender confirmation surgery, but they've always perceived themselves to be a man or a woman, even though if they were born female and now they perceive themselves to be a man. They see that's who their gender identity is. The individual that you might be working with, that's where they come into the picture, and it's really up to them explaining to you what their trans identity means. And so, of course, the only way to do that is that we ask a person to find out what their trans identity means if you're not sure. If someone comes to you and says they're genderqueer, and you're like, I've never heard that term before, it's totally okay to just say, you know, I'm new to this. I really want to learn from you, and I just would love it if you can kind of explain to me what genderqueer means. When we think of gender identity and sexual orientation, they really are two different things. One's anatomy does not define their sexual orientation, and so you want to make sure you know the differences there. And when we think about this, when we talk about biological sex, gender identity, and sexual orientation, every individual, we all have that. It's a part of who we are. But when we think about these things, it's thinking how all these things can technically be very fluid and potentially changing when you're working with a client.
So it sounds like, Jen, there's a lot of stuff you just said that's really important, and some of the main things I heard is that it's really important that we understand that this is really a question of how people identify themselves, mm-hmm. that it's really important that we not be afraid as providers to ask people how they identify and to mm-hmm. ask them to clarify for us if, in fact, we don't understand
right.
what that means. And to also understand that there's really a distinction between gender identity and sexual orientation, that those are two very different things, mm-hmm. and that both things are really quite fluid.
Yes, yes.
So I'm wondering, what else do you think it's important for us as providers to be thinking about when we're working with transgender clients?
One thing that we do in our course is we talk to providers to ask yourself three simple questions before you might begin meeting with a transgender client. And these things are, what do I know, and what do I need to know, and how do I ask in a sensitive way? And all of these questions are very important, because a lot of times when working with a transgender client, we might let our curiosity get a hold of us, and we might ask a question that has to do with surgery, and the client came to you just to talk to you about their drug use or the fact that they didn't use a condom with their partner at that time. And so surgery has nothing to do with that. And so it's important to ask yourself, you know, how do I ask the question I'm going to ask in a sensitive way? And, you know, do I really need to know this about this person? Another thing that we like to do, and this is something that you might do already as a CRCS counselor, risk reduction counselor, is before meeting with a client, is just to remember to be respectful, non-judgmental, and be real. Be who you are. Don't try to pretend or think that you know what their trans identity means. If you don't know, we talked about asking. Another important piece when we're talking about transgender clients is if you don't have restrooms that are gender neutral, sometimes it's nice if you are working with a transgender client to provide restrooms that are safe and gender neutral so that the client can feel comfortable and safe when they come into your agency or clinic, wherever it is that you might be working with them. Another big piece is ask their preferred name and or pronoun. And sometimes this can be difficult, but don't be afraid. Everyone can make mistakes, and you probably are not the first. So it's really important to let your client know that you want to understand them and you want to make them feel comfortable. Another important piece is framing questions about gender identity before asking them. So an example could be, so we've been doing a lot of work with all of our clients, and you know, every client I see, I always ask about if they're transgender or not, and I just want to ask you, you know, what pronoun do you prefer I use, and how might I refer you? Do you have other names that you'd like to use?
So that all just seems like such important stuff you're talking about, Jen, and so helpful, and it's really a lot about establishing a relationship, which is what we talk about so much before we can get into any conversations with clients about prevention kinds of issues. I'm wondering, given all of that, when it comes to prevention issues, because really oftentimes what we end up talking about are things like sex and sexual activities and partners and drugs or substance use, do you have any tips for providers out there about specific things to think about when we're talking with clients, with transgender clients, about specific prevention things?
Yes, this is really important, and especially when you might be formulating like your risk reduction or prevention plan with your client during CRCS. So sometimes you might have some conversations that could come up around STD, HIV risk, things of that sort. So it's always really important to frame sensitive questions about sex and risk behaviors before actually asking them when working with a transgender client. So an example might be, you know, I'm going to be asking you some sensitive information today about your sexual behavior, and I may need to know what body parts you use for your sexual activity. So I think the key word here is using the term body parts instead of going back to like using terms that go with that binary male-female gender model that we were talking about earlier, instead of just saying vagina or penis, because we don't know which body part maybe our trans client has or uses during sexual activity. So being more general with that term. And I think the same thing goes with when you're doing questions about partners or sexual partners, not just assuming that it should be male, female, or both, but also include asking if their partners identify as trans as well or transgender. And if they do, you know, what does that mean? Trans man, trans woman, et cetera. Because then, again, you can ask, you know, around sexual activities, what body parts do you use with your partner when you're engaging in sex? And so then you can get a more clear understanding of how to talk with your client about that. I think what's also important is to try to avoid asking or avoid framing and asking questions of people you think may be trans, because we really can't tell by looking. So you kind of want to be careful with that too, when we're having these conversations. And also try to avoid asking those unnecessary or inappropriate questions. So ask yourself, is this question necessary or am I just curious? It kind of gets back to what we talked about earlier around surgery, because this person's coming to you to talk maybe about their sexual risk behavior that they might have engaged in, and it's easy to possibly blow it because you could say something that can make someone not come back to you because you're more curious about what's below the belt, even though that has nothing to do with why they're coming in to talk to you. So that would probably be a quick and easy way to explain some ways to talk about HIV STD risk with your client and get into those conversations. So in addition to talking about HIV STD risk with your clients, I know that also in CRCS sometimes questions about drug and substance use can come up. But when you're working with your transgender client, sometimes we want to keep in mind that it's not just substances people might be injecting. And some of you might be familiar with this already. But keeping in mind that some people might be injecting hormones or silicone into their bodies. So some questions to ask might be, what drugs, substances, or medicines, if any, do you use? And how might you use them? And it's okay to ask a direct question like, do you use hormones or have you ever injected silicone? Because these things are very important, especially the silicone injection, since that can be very dangerous for some trans folks who might inject silicone into their bodies to more feminize their body. Sometimes you see this with trans women. And I think the hormones are important because, again, sometimes trans individuals, depending on how they have access to health care or if they're undocumented, a lot of times people might do things where they get hormones through the black market, things of that sort, where, you know, they could put themselves at risk there and be dosing themselves wrong. But I think it's also important to know that if someone is using hormones, that it's not going to interfere with their HIV meds if they happen to be HIV positive or anything like that. I think another important thing there with the hormone piece is that a lot of times hormones also could affect one's sex drive and might impact some risk-taking behaviors around that because their sex drive could be higher, and especially maybe if they're on testosterone versus estrogen. And it also could possibly impact negotiation because if you're feeling good, you might not negotiate some condom use with someone if the hormones are doing what they're supposed to be doing for that individual.
Well, that's all, again, really helpful, Jen. So I'm wondering, in closing, what would you like to leave our audience out there with?
So in closing, I think it's important to remember that trans people may have very similar HIV STD service needs compared to other clients, and that you can assist them. And, you know, just keep in mind that when you're working on establishing a relationship with a trans client, it's really no different than what you're already doing with the clients that you're seeing. And maybe just a few things to keep in mind and that we've talked about today is that remember that there are many trans identities out there and various trans experiences, and, you know, we can't really assume that what works for one trans person will work for all. And that when we think about gender identity, it does not equal sexual orientation, so we don't really want to assume a trans person's sexual orientation based on their gender identity. And I think the other really important piece is that, you know, don't be afraid to ask appropriate questions. And when we're doing this, just three things to ask yourself when you're asking questions is, remember what we said, ask yourself, what do I know, what do I need to know, and how do I ask in a sensitive way? Because this is really what it's about in the end when we're working with our trans client. We want to be there for them. And, you know, we've only touched the surface today in this podcast, and I really encourage you to learn more about the transgender population that you might be serving or working with. And we will be helping you out with this. We will be providing some resources on the webpage for CRCS where there'll be resources not only for you as a provider but also for your trans clients that you see. And one place that you could start off first is the Transgender Center for Excellence, and they're with UCSF. And you can access them by going to transhealth.ucsf.edu, and that too will be on our webpage for you to access. And I think with that, you know, thank you for doing the work that you're doing, and I hope you'll be able to work better with your transgender clients.
And thank you, Jen, for doing this today.